Joining us now on the line is former University of Miami golfing standout Tina Miller. She will be one of the 12 ladies competing in the Golf Channel's Big Break Kanapali, which debuts in April, just a couple weeks from now on the Golf Channel. Tina is also one of the ladies in the stable of players at Play Golf Designs. We will talk about all of this right now. Tina, good morning to you. Thank you for spending a couple minutes with us today.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me on the show.
Well, as I mentioned, you are a former University of Miami golfer. You grew up in South Florida. Give us an idea for, basically your playing career. What has transpired in your life as a golfer that has led you to now being one of 12 ladies competing in next month's Golf Channel's Big Break Kanapali?
Well, my golf career has been one that's had its ups and downs, so obviously, that's the reason why I auditioned and was selected for the Big Break, because they thought that I needed a big break. So I played golf for 4 years on a boys high school team down in Miami at Archbishop Curley Notre Dame High School, and I was the number one player on the boys team, was actually one of the top ranked boys, technically, in South Florida, and went on and played 4 years of golf at the University of Miami. And enjoyed those 4 years thoroughly, won 7 times in my college career, and turned pro in 2005. I've played in 2 U.S. Women's Opens, and I've played in 2 LPGA events on sponsors' invites. And I just haven't made it to the LPGA. I've made it to the final stage of LPGA qualifying the 2 times I've tried, and I've actually missed getting out on the LPGA by a shot back in 2006 for 2007 season. So I've been really close. I just hasn't worked out. The timing hasn't been right for me. So I'm still trying my best and really looking forward to the premiere of the Big Break on April 15th at 10 p.m. on the Golf Channel, and really think that this is something that has helped my golf game and helped build some confidence that I might have lost the past year.
Tina, Russ and I just talked about Ernie Els and some of the distractions he's had this past month. Coming out with a son that has autism, moving into a new house, going through some swing changes with Butch Harmon, just things that he goes from winning the Honda to basically falling off the face of the earth in 3 other tournaments. How much, and I understand you've had some distractions with injuries, personal relationships, those types of things, how much do outside distractions affect somebody's golf game on the golf course?
With injuries, I mean, obviously you try and do the best you can to rehab them, you know, in the off season and, you know, between tournaments and after tournaments. But when it comes to personal matters, if they're things that are dear to your heart, it's really hard to, you know, block those things out, because you are out on the golf course for, you know, 4.5 hours and things are going to pop into your mind. You can't just continue to focus on, you know, hitting fairways, hitting greens, and making putts. Sometimes, you know, that's the problem with the game of golf. You have too much time to think, whereas, you know, in soccer or basketball, it's an instant reaction. So it's hard. It's something that, you know, it's amazing for as much as, you know, Tiger Woods himself has been through as well. You know, when his father was ill and when his father passed away, you know, they said he was in a slump because of his dad and stuff. He still managed to, you know, make top 20s during those times. So obviously, it's something that the people who are really strong-minded can work their way through. And I had some personal issues in college, but I was so motivated that I just kind of blocked them out of my mind. And now it's harder because it's a different level playing in the pro circuit. It's a different level. But, you know, I just kind of think that once you get through those things, it does make you stronger.
Tina Miller joining us here on the line. She's a former University of Miami golfing standout, going to be one of 12 ladies competing in the Golf Channel's Big Break Kanapali, which debuts April 15th on the Golf Channel at 10 p.m. She is also one of the lady players at Play Golf Designs, and you can check her out online at a number of different places. She's got her own website, tinamillergolf.com. You can also check her out at playgolfdesigns.com, and you can go to golfchannel.com and see a great bio on Tina Miller, as well as the other 11 ladies competing in Big Break Kanapali, who we don't care about. It's all about Tina here. We're gonna be big fans of you, Tina, because you're, of course, the hometown girl. I realize Big Break Kanapali has been taped. You know, it's already been produced and everything. It's debuting in a couple of weeks, but it's already in the books. Don't give anything away, although if you want to, we're more than happy to let you. But what was the experience like?
It was, you know what, You're going to hear the same answer from all the girls. It was honestly a great experience. The Golf Channel, you know, does their best to make us feel comfortable and to make us, you know, try and produce the best golf shots that we can. While it was a great experience, it was very stressful at the same time. But, you know, I mean, you're up at 5 a.m. and you don't get done with interviews in the evening until 11:30, 11:45 sometimes. And then you got to wake up at 5 the next day. And it's filmed over a two-week period. We all come on the same day. We all leave on the same day. So it's very different from real golf as well, because it comes down to one shot, whereas, you know, in a round of golf, you have other opportunities to make up for missed shots. But in this type of format, it comes down to one shot. And honestly, there were certain, you know, situations, especially the first shot that I hit on the show, that I was so nervous, more nervous than teeing it up in the U.S. Open. So it's just different. It's completely different, but it's an amazing experience, and I think this season is going to be probably one of their best seasons yet, just because it's a lot of girls who are really good golfers. We're all playing at the same level. Some great prizes on the line. There's a BMW, Adams endorsement, and an exemption into an LPGA event, the Navistar. So a lot on the line, and that brings out some cattiness in some of the girls. So.
And Tina, yeah. don't let Russ's compliments fool you. It's absolutely killing him as a University of Florida grad
That's
to
right.
say anything nice about somebody from Miami.
Well,
so.
I wanted to go to the University of Florida as well.
Oh, don't say that. Now he's going to like you. Now he's going to really like you.
My dog's name was Gator, but
nice.
That was one of the personal issues I had to deal with last
there
year.
There you go.
My dog passing away.
Oh, it's hard to hear that.
But, yeah, it's the University of Florida is a great school as well. And I support all the Florida schools, but, you know what, Canes are just, that's the way forward.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree on that note. But before we let you go, Tina, obviously we're excited about you in the Big Break Kanapali. Just want to let everyone know it debuts April 15th, a couple weeks from now, 10 o'clock p.m. on the Golf Channel. Make sure you set your TiVo and your DVR if you're not going to be home. And we're all be rooting for the hometown girl from Miami, Tina Miller. You were also involved with Play Golf Designs. Give us an idea. What is Play Golf Designs all about, and what do you do for them?
I have a really good friend. Her name's Nisha Fitaker, and with PlayGolfDesigns.com, if you go to the website, what it is it's a Las Vegas-based golf outings and special events format where you can pick which female golfer you want to play with. And there's a, you know, slew of us from the Big Breaks, from past Big Breaks, a lot of former LPGA players that are now on the Futures Tour, some LPGA players. So if you're interested in playing golf with myself or any one of the girls that you might have seen on the Big Break, check out playgolfdesigns.com and book your outing with one of us. It'll be a great time. They're mainly out in Las Vegas, but if you have a special event and you want to bring in some girls, Nisha works wonders, and she can bring in some great girls to entertain and play really good golf, and it's a good time.
Tina, what's the cost? Like, does it vary, or you know, if you get one player, it's a certain amount of money, or how does it work if you know, somebody wanted to do that?
I believe most of the girls are about the same price. I don't know, actually, the particular prices, but she has different packages put together. Like, you know, let's say if you and your friends want to go out to Vegas, she can set up hotels, she can set up golf, she can set up golf with one of us as well, and all different sorts of things, because it's in Vegas. She could do casino nights. I mean, there's all sorts of great ideas that she has, and it's based on what kind of, you know, outing you're looking for. That's how the prices range.
Sounds like a great concept. PlayGolfDesigns.com is the website. Also, if you're planning a charity event, you know, great idea. Maybe have, you know, beat a pro on a hole. Have Tina set up on a par three, and, you know, pray all the groups come through, and you pay $10, and if you get closer to her on a hole. I mean, there's so many different possibilities that can lead to. PlayGolfDesigns.com is the website. And also check out TinaMillerGolf.com to see more about Tina. And don't forget to tune in April 15th at 10 p.m. as Big Break Kanapali debuts on the Golf Channel. Tina, thank you so much. Former University of Miami golf standout. We won't hold that against you, but we're going to be cheering for you in the Big Break.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
There she is, Tina Miller, the former University of Miami golfing standout, joining us here on the line. One of 12 ladies competing in Golf Channel's Big Break Kanapali.